Okay, L'shem Yichud Kutshebrichu Shchintei. Let's learn the inyan of reciting L'shem Yichud. The Noda B'Yehuda, Rav Yecheskel Landau, who lived in the 1700s, has a very famous tshuva, which I think is usually, it's not the earliest source, obviously, that discusses this topic, but it's probably the most famous source that discusses this topic and really brought to attention a lot of the controversy around it. It's a tshuva that appears in Yoredeya, in Mahadura Kama. That means the first edition. There were two parts to certain sections of tshuvos. So the Noda B'Yehuda writes in Yoredeya, Simen Sadi Gimel. Now, this was part of a series of questions that he was asked. This was the fourth question, as you can see from his answer. You see, Al Revias Asher Shal. Regarding the fourth question that you asked me. So this was a series of questions that was asked to him. So if you look back at the first of the series of questions, you can see what the date of these questions was. And I gave it to you. Chaf Beis Sivan Taf Kuf Lamed Vav. Just to give you a little sense of a historical context, 1776. 1776. Again, the Noda B'Yehuda lived from 1713 to 1793. So 1776. Now just try to understand that in light of the Gra and the Baal Shem Tov and what was going on at that time. The Chayrim of the Gra, I think, was in 1777. Already in 1772, which was the year that Rabbi Nachman was born, already there was a lot of heated stuff going on. I think the first official Chayrim of the Gra was in 1777. But just to give you a context of what was going on in the world, at that time, right, this was again, this is a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. The Gra was born a couple years after the Noda B'Yehuda. But it's mamish contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. So look what he writes. The question that was asked to him, Im yomru nusach l'shem yichud, v'sham taluna ala oskim bin astaros. And with regard to those who are osik in secret things. V'al revias asher shal. So the question that you asked me, chaf be'y sivan taf kuf lamed vav, 1776. The question that you posed to me, Asher Shal benusach l'shem yichud, Asher chadashim mikarov nispashid v'nidpas b'sidurim. That which we find is being printed in many sidurim, and you wrote to me, you want to clarify what exactly is the nusach, how exactly should the l'shem yichud be recited. So says the Noda B'Yehuda, before we talk about the exact text of what to say, let's talk about whether you should say it b'chal. Maybe you should ask me if I think it's a good idea to say it bechlal. And look what he writes. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, this is one of the illnesses of our times. Things like the Shem Yichud is one of the illnesses of our times. Now look, what does he mean by that? In the earlier generations, we never heard of such a thing, and it wasn't printed in anyone's siddur. V'lo amruhu, v'hayu amelim kol yameim b'toru mitzvos, and people spent their whole lives learning. Hakol al pi haTorah, al pi haposkim asher divrayim novim mekor mayim chayim yama Talmud, aleim nemar tumas yesharim tanchem. The people of the earlier generations who just learned Torah, and kept halacha, and they were good Jews. V'heimim asher asu pri lamala. The Godol Mi'al Shemayim Chasdam, the earlier generations, they did so much for Klal Yisrael. And now, this is the new illness of the generation. They think you need to always have a little Kabbalistic prayer to accompany every mitzvah that you do. Avavadureinu Azeh, Ki Ozu Az Torah Hashem Makor Mayim Chayim. Nowadays, when no one knows how to learn anymore. Okay, this is in 1700s. Shnei Talmudim Bavli V'Yerushalmi. Okay? No one learns Talmud Bavli, no one knows Talmud Yerushalmi. 18th century Prague. No one knows how to learn anywhere. Alach is kam v'kama, b'zman hazeh, what would he say? Lachsov lem boros nishbarim, b'snasim barom levavam. People today, empty people, right, who've hewn out for themselves, they've carved out for themselves, empty pits, and they've raised their hearts up. With Gaiva, you don't know anything. What are you being Osek in Kabbalah for? You don't even know Chumash. You don't know Rashi. You don't know Bavli Yerushalmi. You don't know Shulchan Aruch. So what are you doing? Kol Echad Omer Anochi Haroe V'li Niftachu Shari Shemayim U'Va'avuriya Olam Eskayim. Right? Very sharp words. And everyone thinks the whole world was created for him. and the whole heavens are open to him. Eloheim machrive hador. These people, you see where it's underlined, are the destroyers of the generation. Val hador hayosum hazeh ani omer. About such a generation, I say, paraphrasing the pasuk in Hosea Perek Yud Gimel, Yesharim darche Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchubam, v'chasidim yikashlubam. Now I said paraphrasing Hosea Perek Yud Gimel, because what's the actual pasuk? Yesharim darche Hashem, upright, just are the ways of Hashem, tzadikim yelchubam, the righteous walk in Hashem's ways. What's the end of the pasuk? Uposhim, and sinners stumble in it. What slight modification did the Noda B'Yuda make to the Pasuk? The Chasidim. And the Chasidim are the ones who stumble. He changed the word Poshim to Chasidim. That the Chasidim stumble with these new ideas. There's a lot to say about this. Avakashem shemitzvah lomar davar anishma kach mitzvah shalo lomar davar sheinu nishma v'Hashem yirachim aleinu. I have a lot more to say about this, but I don't want to waste my words on people who are not going to listen to me anyways. And then he has a whole arichus, which the Shoel, the one who wrote him this question, wanted to bring various proofs of whether or not a person should say certain things in order to indicate his intention to perform a particular mitzvah. And he brings proofs from Zvachim and from Gittin and from Nedarim, different contexts where Dibur is necessary to create or to accompany a maisa. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Okay, and then he writes on the top of the left-hand column. And if you'll tell me, after again going through some of the sugyas, some of the lamdas behind it, he says, and if you'll tell me, just stam, it's a good idea to try whenever we do a mitzvah to tap into all three dimensions, machshava, dibur, and maisa. So if I'm shaking a lulav and I'm thinking about it, maybe I should also say something about it. Maybe I should say l'shem yichud. Maybe that brings together machshava, dibur, and maisa. Hine anche knesses ha'gadol ha'im tiknu lanu tefilos u'brachos. So he says, guess what? You have dibur. You know what dibur accompanies your shaking of the lulav? No special yihi ratzon. The dibur that accompanies the shaking of the lulav is the bracha that you make when you say al netilas lulav. The brachos and the tefilos, what more do you want to add to it? You think your l'shem yichud is going to have more deep kavanas than anche knesses ha'gadol built into their kavanas? Think you're going to add something? You're going to write a better Shemona Esrei than Anshe Knesset HaGadola? Who the Nefesh HaChaim says was writing with Ruach HaKodesh? So much so that the Chassam Sofer goes even one step further and says they were writing with such a degree of Ruach HaKodesh they themselves didn't even realize the full extent of what they were putting in there. But it's all in there. So what are you adding to it? The Lekka, where it's underlined, Midi Delor Miza Benusach HaTfil of Abracha. All of the lofty kavanas, it's all there. V'abracha hu his oris hadibur v'amachshava. If you want something to get in tune, to pull your mind and your lips and your dibur into the mitzvah, guess what? Say the bracha. That is the his oris. You need a his oris to the his oris. You need a wake up call to wake up. V'chol mitzvah sheyesh bracha lefana, ein tzarach lomer shum davar lefana, rak habracha. The bracha is the wake-up call for the mitzvah. The bracha is the dibur that connects the machshava to the maisa. V'chol davar she'ein bracha lefana. Now look what he writes here. He says, what about those things that don't have a bracha? Doesn't have a bracha. So let's say you want to do something b'dibur. So what do you do? So says the Noda B'Yuda, I'll tell you what I do. Any mitzvah, any action, any meaningful behavior that doesn't have a bracha in front of it, ani noeg lomar befi, I say the following: hidni osa davarzeh lakayim mitzvahs bori. I'm doing this to do the will of my Creator. Layachid shem yudhei bavave. What is this? You don't need all these other things. Ayidehu tamir v'nelam. Those people say you don't need any of this fancy stuff. Just say you want to tap into the mitzvah with dibur. Say I'm doing this mitzvah. I am putting on my tefillin to serve Hashem. I am reciting Birchas HaMazon to serve Hashem. I am sitting in my sukkah to serve Hashem. That's gevaldik. That's a gevaldik kavana. Uvezed dai ve'ein tzarech yoser. Va'kavana hu rak perish hamilos. Ve'kol hatikunim lamala nasa me'aleim al yedei ma'aseinu. And therefore he concludes, he says, the kavana that you should have is to understand the words. You want to understand the kavanos of tefillah, so get an English sitter and learn what the words actually mean. That's a very deep kavana. You don't need Kabbalistic kavanas. Just learn what you're saying. That's a good place to start. And all of the tikkunim that are supposed to take place above will take place on their own. He concludes the tshuva, not going to read it inside, by just discussing whether or not if a person says the letters Yod, Hey, and Vav, and Hey, is that considered saying Hashem's name, and what are the possible concerns and problems with that? Again, we'll save it for another time. But it's clear that the Noda Yehuda is not overly fond of reciting L'Shem Yichud. He calls those who do these types of things Machrive Hador, and he changes the word Poshim to Chasidim. Okay, there is another tshuva from the Noda Yehuda. In Orach Chaim, in Tinyana, in the second part of Orach Chaim, Simen Kuf Zayin, where he repeats, again, sort of his position here. And again, there were others shortly before him, and around this time, he's not the first one to comment on this. There's a tshuva from the Chavas Yar. The Chavas Yar lived slightly before the Noda Yehuda. Rav Yair Chaim Bakrek, Shalos and Tshuvas Chavas Yar, lived in the 1600s. And in Simen Reish Yud, he also is against reciting L'Shem Yichud before a person puts on tefillin. He says, no one knows what they're talking about, why are you saying these things, and it's not a good idea. Okay, so this is the famous position of the Noda Yehuda. Turn to page 2. The Noda Yehuda at a Talmud Mavak. The Talmud Mavak of the Noda Yehuda wrote a volume of Shalos and Tshuvas called Tshuva Me'ava. Okay, Rav Eliezer Fleckles. And he writes there what he saw with his own eyes. He writes at the end, the very first tshuva, Simen Aleph. He says the following, Va'id ani alei shamayim va'aretz. I saw this with my own eyes, just to show you how serious the Noda Yehuda was about this. Shera'isi echarai rotza levarechal esrog ha-mahudr shal rabbeinu agona amiti nishmaso eden. That someone once came to my Rebbe. Who's his Rebbe? Rebbe Chaskel Landau, the Noda Yehuda. Someone came to my Rebbe and said, Rebbe, you've got the best esrog in town. You've got the best lulav in town. Would I be allowed to hold your lulav and esrog for a moment or two? Maybe shake it around a little bit. Noda Yehuda, Kiyadua says, the Tshuva Me'ava had the best esrog in town, spent a lot of money on it. Yeah. So, Noda Yehuda said, sure, happy to share with you. But when the Noda Yehuda caught him, forget L'Shem Yichud, just saying the Yihi Ratzon. Also has some Kabbalistic language. Right? He saw someone saying the Yihi Ratzon on his lulav and esrog. Ka'as v'ragaz v'amar. The Ketzav Gadol. Ha'omer Yihi Ratzon eini menicho l'varech al esrog shalom. Anyone he took back, he got very angry, he took back his lulav and esrog. And he said, anyone who says the Yiratzon is not welcome to use my lulav and esrog. You're not allowed to use my lulav and esrog. And he took it away from him. So, again, just to show you, a first-hand account from the Talmud Mavak of the Noda Yehuda, just how serious his Rebbe was about this. Now, there is an interesting postscript to the story. Whether or not it's true, I'll leave it to the historians to debate. But it's brought in numerous places. If you look on page 3, there's a series of volumes, biographies, biographical historical works called Sari HaMeya. And in the Sari HaMeya from Rabbi Yehuda Leib Maimon, he brings the following story. Now, I'm going to show you how it's brought here, and then I'm going to show you how it's brought in Chabad Svarim, and you'll see there's a slight difference in the nusach of the story. And again, whether or not it ever happened, I'll tell you why, maybe yes, maybe no in a second. But the story goes as follows. The story is told, Misaprim, says the Sari HaMeya, Misaprim, ki kishenidfas ha-sefer b'madura shnia. When they decided to reprint the tshuvos of the Noda Yehuda, so the Hasidim knew about this tshuva, and the Hasidim wanted to right the wrong, they wanted to change the pasuk in Hosea, right? The pasuk that changed Poshim to Hasidim, terrible, terrible disgrace on the Hasidim. So the Hasidim bribed the Matfis, they bribed the publisher, the printer, that he should change the pasuk back from what? From what the Noda Yehuda, right, his very sharp and cynical Chassidim Yikashlubam, should be changed back to what? Poshim Yikashlubam. So they bribed the printer, and when he printed the tshuva again, he changed the pasuk back to Poshim Yikashlubam, to take away some of the sharpness of the attack on the Chassidim. That's what the Chassidim did behind the back of those who wanted to follow the Noda Yehuda, Kipshuta. They changed the text of the Noda Yehuda. Then Rabbi Yehuda found out about this. When Rabbi Yechezkel landed, then Rabbi Yehuda found out about it. He smiled and he said the following. Look at the difference between myself and the Hasidim. I turned Poshim into Hasidim, and they turned Hasidim into Poshim. I turned sinners into Hasidim, and they turned Hasidim into sinners. So he thought he got the better of them. Now, is this a true story or not a true story? So the only reason I would suggest that maybe it's not a true story, I was looking in Daniel Sperber's Minhagei Yisrael, his many volumes set on Minhagei Yisrael, and in the second volume he says that I checked it out. I looked at every edition I could get my hands on of the Noda B'Yudah, and I never found a printed edition that actually has this. Right? So if you could find it, if someone could show me a printed edition, a second edition Noda B'Yudah that actually has this change, then we can add some veracity to the story. But again, it could be that this is just a good story, even though it may not be historically true. Okay, take a look at page 4. In the Beis Rebbe, which is a biography, a biographical work by the Chassid Rav Chaim Meyer Hillman, the Beis Rebbe is a biographical work about the Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe and the Semach Tzedek of Lubavitch, the first three Rebbes of Lubavitch, of Chabad. So he also tells this story in a footnote. And he says the following version, a little bit different, tiny bit different. Shamanu she'echad minechtei Anoda B'Yehuda hitfis mechadash sefer Anoda B'Yehuda. He tells the story that one of the grandchildren of the Anoda B'Yehuda was publishing, was having the Anoda B'Yehuda reprinted. V'rotz l'takin u'lahashmit tevas v'chasidim u'lichtov u'poshim, kakasov. And the grandson of Anoda B'Yehuda wanted to correct what his grandfather had done. Laman lo yadaver boli kol kach, so it shouldn't be such a sharp attack on the Hasidim. Va'amar lo echad me'achasidim, and one of the Hasidim told him. You see, the Hasidish version, the Hasidim are the ones who come up with the good insight at the end. In the other version, the Noda B'Yehuda, right, was the one who said the clever line at the end. But in the Hasidish version, one of the Hasidim told the grandson of the Noda B'Yehuda, no, leave it. Your grandfather's mistake was a good mistake. Why? Leave it alone. V'lo tetakin me'uma. Why? Because your grandfather turned Poshim into Hasidim, and you want to turn Hasidim into Poshim? So we have a lot of akars to tov that the Noda B'Yehuda took a sinner and turned it into a chassid. That's a very Hasidish thing to do. So therefore, you should leave it the way that your grandfather actually wrote it. Okay. So in this version, it was the Hasidim who came up with the sharp insight that even though it was a seemingly very nasty comment to the Noda B'Yehuda, but there's a way to look at it with an eye towards Pnimius. Okay. Now I want to point out that the Noda B'Yehuda was not, I want to be very clear about this, the Noda B'Yehuda was not against Pnimius HaTorah. This attack, when he calls it the illness of the generation, the Noda B'Yehuda is worried that people are more interested in saying L'Shem Yichud than actually understanding what they're saying in davening over the course of their entire life. He's upset about the quick fix. He doesn't like that people are saying, I don't need to learn Talmud Bavli and Yerushalmi. All I need to do is say this magic phrase, L'Shem Yichud, and then everything works. And he says that's the cheapening of Torah. The Noda B'Yehuda was not against Pnimius HaTorah. There's actually an interesting book. I've never read it, but I've seen it. It came out in 2013. There's a book written by a female scholar called The Kabbalistic Culture of 18th Century Prague. The Noda B'Yehuda was a rav in Prague. And it's all about the Noda B'Yehuda and his contemporaries and their connection to Kabbalah. So it's not that the Noda B'Yehuda was against Kabbalah per se. It's not that he didn't believe that he was like some super intense rationalist who didn't believe in things beyond the natural understanding of Torah and the world. He just felt that this usage of L'Shem Yichud was very destructive and undermined a serious commitment to Torah. I want to show you this point in two ways. Look on page 5. There's a Torah journal. There was a Torah journal. I don't think it still exists. But there was a Torah journal called Safunos. We quoted it once in a pre-tzadik shir. We once quoted something from the Gra that was printed in Safunos. But in Tavshin Nun, what year is Tavshin Nun? 1990. So in 1990, right, in the quarterly journal Tzafunos, from Teves Tavshin Nun, there's an article in there from an essay from Mordechai Gifter, Rosh Hashiva from Tels. And he goes through the lumdis of the paragraph that we skipped in the Noda B'Yehuda. talks a lot in the Lamdis of the proofs that the Shaul wanted to bring and the disproofs of the Node of Yehuda. But he points out at the end of this essay, on the last page in Os Tes, he says the following. He says, "V'hinei gam harav zal yoda barur godel inyan pnimiyas hamitzvus." Don't think that the Node of Yehuda didn't know about or believe in the pnimius of mitzvos. Elisha daito shamachshavos binyanim eila enam esuros lanu lefi madregaso madregasenu migodo hataos v'cheshash hakitzeitz benetilus shabezeh. What was the Node of Yehuda trying to get us away from? When the Node of Yehuda said, "You just be pashut, and all the tikkunim will take place on their own." Why? Isn't it better if I know how to push the right button, so to speak, in Shemayim? And the answer is, if you know, yes. But what's he afraid of? Rav Gifter said that Node of Yehuda was afraid of what? That if a person has wrong machshavos, for a layman to start playing around in the olamos is what? There's a tremendous chashash of making mistakes, of thinking that you're having deep kavanas when really, for all you know, you're being mahapich, the tzinor, and sending the bracha back up to Shemayim, and doing all sorts of terribly destructive things. You could be having thoughts which are against Torah, and against authentic Jewish thinking. And he says, a person could come to what? To be kitzeitz benetios. Where's that lashon from? He could come to chop down, to chop trees. Where's it from?
Chagiga.
Chagiga. Very good. In the story of the four who went into the Pardes, right, Elisha ben Avuya, who became Acher and went off the Derech, the Gemara says that when he saw things in the heavenly spheres that he didn't understand, he was Kitzeitz Benetios, he chopped trees. Which is a way of saying he uprooted himself from his Shorish. He uprooted the Ilana Dechaya. Right? He uprooted his Amunah. So God forbid, says Rav Gifter, if you start playing around with this stuff, you can get yourself into a lot of trouble. Umasha kasa b'zeh ha'gon b'al shar ha'tfilah. And what the author of the Shaar HaTefillah said about this, who's the author of the Shaar HaTefillah? We'll see a little piece from the Shaar HaTefillah maybe. I gave you one page of a many, many page tshuva that's printed in the Shaar HaTefillah of Rav Chaim Chernovitz. Rav Chaim Chernovitz, the author of Sidura Shel Shabbos, the Be'er Mayim Chaim. So when Rav Chaim Chernovitz wrote a very long and sharp response to the Node of Yehuda, I'm so shocked that Node of Yehuda could speak out against a deacon like this, and he could say such a thing. Right? So in the Shaar HaTefillah, that which Rav Chaim Chernovitz wrote, we'll see it on page 8. Shezel bechlal mishu shota, sheyata bein tov l'ra, v'doma zel l'divrei atosos beget, demi shota shenos en get l'isha zov, amr shenichtav l'shem acheres. So that which Rav Chaim Chernovitz said, what do you mean? You're going to mess up? What are you going to mess up? You're going to confuse holy things with unholy things. You're going to end up like Elisha ben Avuya because you said L'Shem Yichud. Who's going to make such a mistake? Says Rav Gifter, it's not so pasha. It's not so pasha. You can't just start throwing around Kabbalistic language, even if it's printed on the page in front of you, and you're saying, what do you mean? I'm not. I'm just saying the words. Still, even though Rav Chaim Chernovitz said, you're going to make, it's an obvious thing what you're trying to do. Right? You're not going to come to uproot the whole system. You're not going to go off the derech because you started saying L'Shem Yichud. Just because you're reciting a tefillah that you hope is going to bring tikkunim doesn't mean that you're starting to be osik in things that are over your head. But says Rav Gifter, Mi atzleinu bar levav sheyochel adas bebirur sheino toa b'makom shetawas kala. Rav Gifter said, at the end of the day, there's still too many things that could go wrong here. You're going to be rushing through, you're mumbling L'Shem Yichud, you start to say the words wrong. It's bad. Stay away from it. Okay, and that's really what the Node of Yehuda was trying to do. To protect us from saying things that we don't really understand what we're saying. But again, Rav Gifter's point is, don't think that the Node of Yehuda was against Pnimiyas HaTorah and didn't believe in a Kabbalistic tradition. Okay, I thought of another proof, maybe, to this idea. It's something that I shared with you once before. And it's from the Hakdama Katana of the Tzlach. What's the Tzlach? Tzlach al Shas. Who wrote the Tzlach on Shas? Rabbi Cheskel Landau. Who's Rabbi Cheskel Landau? The Node of Yehuda. And what did he write in his Akdama Ketana? He wrote the following. If you remember, I think we shared this one time. He gave a mashal of a woman, a pregnant woman on a boat. And the boat gets shipwrecked on an island. Remember this? And the woman gives birth. Yeah, I think this year in one of the Shem Yishmul Shirim. And a woman gives birth. And now there's this child on an island without any books. And there's a wise man on the boat. And he starts to teach the child how to read. This is what an aleph looks like. This is what a bays looks like. This is what a gimel looks like. And the kid's very annoyed by these you know, lessons that he has to go to school because there's no books on the island. I'm never going to be able to read. So you can teach me how to read, but what's the point? I don't have anything to read. And the wise man says, hopefully, one day, we'll get off this island. And then you'll thank me for having that skill, to be able to read. Says the Nud of Yehuda, in his Akdama Ketana, printed at the beginning of the Slach on Brachos, he says, it's the same thing when you learn weird and strange and hard to understand passages in the Gemara. Right? Not chas v'sham that they're weird or strange or hard to understand, but they're very pnimi. So you learn a piece of a Agartha in Bava Basra, right? Like the ones that Rabbi Nachman is explaining at the beginning of Likutei Moharan. And you say, what is it talking about? I was on a boat, and then the wave, and the this, and all these strange things. And you're trying to figure out, this is like Leitzanis in the Gemara. And there were people who, Rahman al-Litzlan, poked fun at these Gemaras. And that's why the Maharal wrote a whole commentary trying to make sense of them. That's why Rabbi Nachman's explaining them. That's why the Vilna Gaon was explaining them. Tzaddikim were explaining them. But what's the point of hearing these strange stories if you don't understand the depths of these stories? You know what the answer is? Because that way, at least, when the time comes, when Mashiach comes, when we're zochet to the Gula Shleima, at least you'll have the story, and then it'll become clear to you. But if you don't have that foundation, so then what? Then when the time comes to understand the full depth of it, you're not going to be able to understand it because you don't have the fundamentals. So look what he writes in the last paragraph. Look what the Nod of Yehuda writes. And again, it goes to show you that the Nod of Yehuda was not denying the veracity, the truth of Kabbalah. He says, I heard when I was younger, from the tzaddik Rav Noach ben Rav Levi from Brod, beinyan eser sviros belima, ushtayim ushloshim nesivos chachma, vechamishim shari bina, veshalosh bechinos eser sviros yamin tzmol v'emtza. All of these Kabbalistic ideas: the 10 sviros, the 32 pathways of chachma, the 50 gates of bina, right? The concept of right and left and middle when we draw out the sviros. So he says, what are these things? Is there really 10? Is there really 32? Is there really 50? Is there really right, left, and middle when we talk about the olamos that are above? So he said it's exactly like this kid who's learning Aleph Beis. When you learn a little bit about the spheros, when you at least know there's something called Keser, and you know that there's something called Chochma Bina and Das, and you know that there's something called Chesed, Gvura, V'chulu, when you know what these things are, at least you've heard about them. So look what he writes, four lines from the end. Ach b'yediyaseinu k'tzat yediyah midvar malalu, if you learn a little bit about it now, oz nizke la'asid, b'asher yifshad achor me'al etzura shalanu, when eventually we're able to strip our neshama free from its guf, at least we'll have the building blocks. The same way you need Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, you need to be able to name the 10 spheros. And you need to at least know some of these concepts. So again, he didn't have to write this if he was a person who didn't believe in these ideas. He believes in these ideas. But what the Nod of Yehuda was concerned about, like he writes, is that the Hasidim, he felt, were cheapening and watering down one's serious commitment to Torah study and to doing things in an authentic way. And trying to just, you know, sneak in through the back door, so to speak, with a simple L'shem Yichud. And he said, Halavai, we should just say my L'shem Yichud, which is what? I'm doing this mitzvah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my L'shem Yichud. So the Nod of Yehuda says. Okay? Now, he obviously faced some pretty intense attacks for this. Because again, to change the word poshim to chasidim, and to just to speak out so strongly against something that's rooted in such a deep and holy place is not a pasha thing. And therefore you find that there are many who came to defend the practice, who came to criticize the Nod of Yehuda. Take a look on pages 7 and 8. On page 7, you have a copy of the Simchas HaRegel from the Chidah. Okay, the Chidah also lived around that same time, about 10 years after the Nod of Yehuda. And he says, he quotes this truth from the Nod of Yehuda. You can see at the top, he says, Chelek Yeradeh HaSimen Tzadi Gimel. He's quoting the truth we started with. And he said, I'm very surprised. This is the Chidah and the Simchas HaRegel on Megillas Rus. He says, I'm very surprised. Asher zilzel v'hitiach dvarim al amiras l'sheim yuchud kutcha brichu. V'shchente. I'm very surprised. You know, the Yehuda spoke so strongly. Uba l'chlal kas achaside arzo. Uba l'chlal tos bidvarov. Ubevadai hu lo kivin al lom de chachma sa emes b'kedusha v'anava el shesosam advarim. He certainly wasn't referring. Right? He's trying to be malam etzlus. Certainly a person who learns Chachma Sa'emes, who learns Kabbalah with purity and with humility, certainly, I'll be Malam Mitzchus, the Nod of Yehuda wasn't speaking against the Tzaddikim. But he said it's Stam, He didn't distinguish between, you know, the Hamon Am and the Tzaddikim. But certainly, I'm sure the Od Bihuda wasn't Chas V'Shalom speaking badly against great Tzaddikim who learn the Kedusha of Tara and with Anivas who learn Kabbalah. V'gam Yoshev V'dori She'ein Tzarech Kavana Klal. And I'm also surprised that the Od Bihuda says that you don't need Kavana at all. Again, that whole paragraph that I skipped. The question of what degree one needs Kavana and one needs Dibur to actualize a mitzvah, to state what I'm doing. And now it's the Od Bihuda said that everything happens automatically. You just do the mitzvah. And then all the Kavanas take place automatically. Chavra, let me just ask you, how many of you believe that? Do you think there are madrigos in Kavana? Are there differences between the way one person performs a mitzvah and another way another person performs a mitzvah? Now, that kavana might take place here, in the ma'ach. It might take place in the lev. It might take place with things that you say. Right? But I think many of us probably imagine not all mitzvahs are created equally. And not everyone who picks up a lulav picks it up the same way or puts on tefillin the same way. And the same thing is true in machshava. And the same thing is true in dibur. V'ucholek b'yadayim nikios. Right? Again, he's speaking respectfully of the Od Bihuda, but he's criticizing him. The pure hands of the Od Bihuda, right, are cholik on Rashbi, Vechaverav, Kedoshe Elyonim, Vavrabinu Harizatzal, Asher Ruach Hashem Diberbam, Ve'Eliyahu Zachar Tov, Yisrach Ishlu. The Arizal was Osek in these Inyanim. And the Shar Kedusha of Chaim Vital talks about saying L'Shem Yichud. I'll show you a source that I found a couple months ago, even earlier from the Beis Yosef. So this is big stuff. This is Rashbi, right? This is the Chevra of Rashbi. This is the Arizal. This is Eliyahu Navi. Big people are osek in these things. Again, the Od Bihuda was concerned that little people would also be osek in these things, and that might be a chilek between Kabbalah and Chassidus, whether or not it's available to everyone and anyone. But again, to say to be cholik on the base medrash of Rashbi and the Arizal. And Eliyahu Navi, who came to the base medrash of the Arizal, right, and spoke to him, Kasher Yadaber Isha Reyehu. This is a very strong thing. You have to be very careful here. Ibra Vadai Shemisha Osa Mitzvah Hashem Shemayim Vadi Metakin Lamala. There's no question that anyone who does a mitzvah and does it properly is metakin things above. But can you compare the way a simple person does things to the way that a deeper person does things? Are there not madrigos in Kavana? Says the Chida. And therefore he concludes at the end, look what he writes at the end. He says, again, we have these things already printed from the son of Rav Chaim Vital, Mama straight out of the Ksav of Rav Chaim Vital, going back to the Arizal. It's not so pasha to just throw it out and to criticize anyone who says such a thing. The Alkol Panim, where it's underlined, Lo Yimna Lomar Kodim Kol Mitzvah V'Kodim Kol Yimud L'Shem Yichud Kodshu Birchu Shchintah. And therefore, says the Chida, I want to be mechazik people. I want to encourage people. And he has this elsewhere in his writings, the Chida and the Mora Be'etzpa, which is a little safer that he has also. He's mechazik people to feel comfortable to say these things, not to listen to those who are mezalzel in these things, that you should say it before every time you do a mitzvah. You should say the pasuk of Ehi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, and these things are appropriate and come from very holy places. Okay? On page 8, I gave you just the beginning. I just want you to have the Maariv Makom to be aware of it. Rav Chaim Chernovitzer, who was born in 1740. Okay, so again, that's also, it's about 25 years after the Od Bihuda was born. He obviously knew about this Shuva. Rav Chaim Chernovitzer was a fiery chassid. And he says, I was very surprised to see that a tzaddik and a yashar, like Rav Yecheskel Landau from Prague, would write such a thing. And he says in the third line, V'gava libo, the Dabar Gavoa, to speak in such a strong way. V'asak mipiv yotzel in Goa v'mishichei Hashem, to speak out, v'kara targar al tzaddikei hazman, to speak so strongly against the tzaddikim of the generation, and to call them poshim. Right, and this is just the beginning of a very, it's about 20 pages in this print. This is a newer print I was able to get online. But in this print, it's about 20 pages long of what Rav Chaim Chernovitzer writes in response. Again, not just feelings and emotions, but in Lamdis to explain why he feels it's appropriate, both in Pnimius and in Malacha. And it's important to realize that, again, many tzaddikim of that immediate generation, or the generation right after, were very upset by this Od Bihuda. Probably about 3 or 4 months ago on a Shabbos morning, I was looking at the Magid Meisharim on page 9. The Magid Meisharim is from Rav Yosef Cairo, also a very unusual and interesting work. We know that Rav Yosef Cairo, the Beis Yosef, Maran Beit Yosef, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, had an angel that came to teach him Torah. Had a Magid that taught him Torah. And the teachings of the Magid are recorded in a volume called the Magid Meshar. There's a lot of very interesting and unusual things that appear in that volume, in that work. Very, very interesting. Some very deep things, some very practical things. Eitzos and Avodas Hashem. Some things which are totally not shy for us to look at. But there are paragraphs, that's why I was looking at it on that Shabbos morning. There are things that are very much Nogeya Lemaisa. And I was very excited to find the following. Very excited to find this. He writes, it's in Parshas Truma. He says the following. It's not L'shem Yichud per se, but look what he says. He says, "Va'alo b'parshasa kadishta da amar, va'asuli mikdash, v'chein amar v'yikhuli truma." In the building of the Mishkan, va'asuli mikdash, yikhuli truma, lemirmas de b'mile kadisha, comes to hint to us that when it comes to dvarim shebekadusha, ibai lemeimar hai mila lekadusha, a person should declare before you do something holy. Vasuli mikdash, I'm about to make a mikdash. Vayikuli truma, I'm about to give a donation to the base of mikdash, or the Mishkan. V'chol uvda di avid leimahachi, that any time you do something holy, you should say, hi l'shem kedusha. This is being done for holy purposes. What's the point? What does it add? Well, maybe it's connecting machshava dibur and maisa. Maybe it's a declaration and reminding yourself what it is that I'm doing. Why am I doing this? Why am I putting on my tefillin? Am I doing it like a robot because I woke up this morning and I put it on yesterday, so I put it on today? Or am I stopping for a second? I had a very strong davening this morning. I was really trying to you spend time working on the sugya, you have to try to live it a little bit. But to think, when I was putting on my talis this morning, I was thinking, you know, hi l'shem kedusha, this is for the purpose of what? Of serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Which is again what the Nodav Yehuda said he does. But to do it in a way, right, where you're expressing something a little more pnimi through the words of the L'shem Yichud. Ki heichi dibai, b'chursaya d'minichin b'brismila l'shem Eliyahu. The same way that when you set up the chair, the kisei of Eliyahu, you say, this is the kisei of Eliyahu, Navi Zachar Latov. Ever been to a bris? Yeah, the Mala says that. This is the kisei of Eliyahu, Navi Zachar Latov. It becomes the kisei of Eliyahu, Navi, when you say such a declaration. And therefore, the Beis Yosef was told by the Magid, and he recorded it here in the Magid Meisharim, that it's kedai to declare the holiness of everything that we do. Now, amongst Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, of course, this was an accepted thing. To say L'shem Yichud was a common practice. In the first Hasidic Sefer ever printed, in a few places, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef talks about it. I'll just show you one example. In Parsha Shlach, he explains the pasuk in Devarim Perek Lamed. He says, the Torah tells us about this. Really? The Torah tells us about this? Take a look on page 10. Beficha uvilvavcha la'asoso. What a gevaldic three words that the Torah gives us. Peh, lev, and what? La'asoso, and asiyah. Machshava dibur maisa. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Whether those words are referring to what? It's referring to tshuva, or referring to kol haTorah kula. Ki kol dem kol maisa shiyaseh. When you're about to do la'asoso. When a person's about to do anything. Bein begashmi, bein beruchni, tzarech lis yashiv tchila bedaito. You need to not only do, but you need to think. Im yesh bo tzarech gavoa. Am I doing this to serve Hashem? B'chol derechecha de'eyu. Whatever it is that I'm doing. V'az yomar bepiv. And then you should also make a verbal declaration. She'osa l'shem yichud kutshabrichu. V'az mekayim beficho v'vavcha l'asoso. Machshava dibor maisa. Now again, the Nodav Yehuda would say, I agree. Machshava dibor maisa. But I don't think that the dibor should be l'shem yichud kutshabrichu shchintei b'dechilu rechima when you don't know what you're talking about. Okay? But again, you can see clearly that in the world of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, it was clear that what is the dibor that accompanies the mitzvah? It's not just the bracha that you say, but it's a special kavana that what I'm doing is liyachid shem yorei bevavei, to bring together kutshabrichu shchinte, whatever exactly that means. So what does that mean? Let's try to understand a little bit. Since by the survey I took at the beginning of this year, it seems like most people say l'shem yichud by Sfiras Omer, and maybe by many other mitzvahs. So what exactly are we doing? Let's try to understand it a little bit. The Chavis Yar wrote in that tshuva that I mentioned earlier in Simen Reish Yud, Chavis Yar says, I don't know what these things mean. I don't even know what these words mean. So Chavir, let's learn a little bit on a very small level, in accordance with our Madriga, a little bit, to try to understand, what are we doing? What does it mean? What is a yichud? What's happening? What are we trying to declare? least understand it on a simple level, if you can say such a thing about such a lofty thing. Okay, so in the Moray Naim from Chernobyl, in the back of the Sefer, in his Lakutim on Shas, on Brachos, he writes the following. Hine mashanu omrim, kodem kol mitzvah l'shem yichud kutshubichu shchinte. Now comes the Holy Rebbe of Chernobyl to tell us what exactly this is about. Ha'inyin hu. Kinei Hashem yisparach nasan b'chol davar kedusha v'chiyus. Exactly like the Beis Yosef just told us to declare, this is holy what I'm doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put His light, His kedusha, His chiyus into everything. V'chai v'hem. There's a chiyus in every mitzvah. U'beprat ba'osios haTorah. The letters of the Torah are filled with kedusha and chiyus. V'gam b'kerav ha'adam. Within a person, there's kedusha and there's chiyus. Shenishba bo chiyus me'abore baruchu ruch shemo. Ukisha adam ma'amin sha'abore baruchu malo kol ha'aretz kavoda. When a person understands and believes that Hashem fills all reality, v'leis asar panoy minei, and there is no place that is devoid of Him. Azay ba'asoso shum mitzvah ot b'tfila kashemedaber adiburim b'chol kocho v'slavus. When you do a mitzvah, or when you're davening, Azai mistabik babore baruchu al yedei hadibur. That dibur serves as a means of what? See, speech is an amazing thing. What is speech? Would you say speech is ruchni or gashmi? Speaking. Is it physical or is it spiritual? Well, it's actually a beautiful bridge between the two. Exactly. I'm using my physical faculty. I'm using my tongue, my lips, my palate, my mouth. And yet I'm creating something that's very real. You're all receiving it right now. And you can't grab it. You can't hold it. You don't see letters flying out of my mouth, even though maybe on a ruchnius level that is what's happening. So it's a very strange bridge between what? Between ruchnius and gashmius. And therefore the koach ha-dibur to create a yichud, to bind us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to attach us, whether it's to the chelak eloka inside of ourselves, or big picture, to attach ourselves to Hashem who fills all of reality. When a person focuses himself and he connects to the chiyus or the kedusha through that dibur of that mitzvah, what's he doing? He's making a yichud. What does that mean on a very simple, even though there's nothing simple about it, level? Look what it says. Azai mizdabik b'chelek sheshochin b'kirbo. He's really attaching himself to himself. What does Unkelus write in Bereishis Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin? Hashem made man a nefesh chaya. What does Unkelus say? Ruach mamala, speaking spirit. The chiddush of man is my koach hadibur, is our koach hadibur, the ability to speak. That expresses the chiddush of man being what? Being a nefesh chaya, being part nefesh and part chaya, part like an animal, part basar v'dam, and part chelek elokam imal. That's what speech does. So when a person taps in through the koach hadibur to a particular mitzvah, he attaches deeply himself to Hashem. He's being miyachid himself to himself, or being miyachid himself to his higher self, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu milashon shchina, v'zeh nikra yichud, perush milashon zivug, v'hu zivugim elyonim, shemizavi chiyas hadibur v'hamitzvah v'achiyas sheshochin b'kirbo hakol el kadosh baruch hu ki b'chol davar hu bari yisbarach. Now you have to be very careful. He goes on to say, zivug, in a olam hazeh sense, zivug, zivugim, right, sometimes means to make a shidduch, right? It also means the intimacy between a husband and a wife, which means that when a person attaches himself to a kadosh baruch hu, there's something very private and very intimate and very holy and very deep that's taking place. And therefore he says, you have to understand exactly what this is. Right? He says at the bottom, I just want to read a drop. I don't want to read too much of it inside. But look what he says, just a little bit. V'kamo be'elef alfei havdalos. Ad ein kate, the bottom paragraph. Says the Moray Naim. Lahavda, 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 a million times over. That when a man and his wife come together, and they're able to produce something through a zivug, through an intimate act together. With the zivug atachtonim agashmiyim, the only way that comes about is through what? There has to be a hiskashrus between a husband and wife, both in a physical sense, in an emotional sense. They have to come together in the right way. Ki im b'yirav ha'ava, yirav shemis yorish shalei argishu v'ava gamkein, There has to be, he's right, again, I'm trying to speak very, very delicately, right? But there has to be a yira of not becoming too physically involved in that act, and yet an ava, allowing for the intimate act to take place. So too, there's a zivug elyon. There's a zivug elyon that takes place. That means when a person does a mitzvah the right way, when a person attaches himself through a dibur to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the right way, there's something very, very intimate that's taking place between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's what we're trying to tap into when a person recites the L'shem Yichud before the performance of a mitzvah. Now, I want to just conclude this point and then move on to just 2 points about Sfiras HaOmer, since that's a time when I think many people who don't even normally say L'shem Yichud say L'shem Yichud. I want to just point out, kind of like I did earlier, that the Noz of Yehuda, again, wasn't against Pnimius HaTorah. And there were tzaddikim who believed and supported L'shem Yichud, even though they themselves didn't recite it. What do I mean by that? Over Pesach, I spent a lot of time learning the Haggadah Chasam Sofer. So on page 19 in the Haggadah Chasam Sofer, it quotes from the She'eris Tzion. Look what it writes on page 12. Maran HaMichtav Sofer Mikrakel Zatzal. Who's the Michtav Sofer from Krakow? The son of the Chasam Sofer. He said, "B'shem Maran Chasam Sofer, Sha'af Shalom Amar L'shem Yichud Mishum K'pedas Hagon Baal Nod Yehuda Zatzal." Even though my father did not recite L'shem Yichud because of the holiness of the holy Nod Yehuda was makbid and was against it, Lif'amim Hayam Mekanei Ba'osim Ha'omer Mosav. But what? But the Chasam Sofer, and we find this also in Chelek Gimel in the Drashos, supported it. The Chasam Sofer was in favor of it. The Chasam Sofer was jealous of those who recited it, and felt he wishes he could say it, but out of respect for the Noda Behuda, he didn't himself recite it. But again, in the Drashos, in Chelek Gimel, the Chasam Sofer talks about it, and he supports it, and he helps us understand it. In Kisvei Yad that we have from the Chasam Sofer, quoted at the bottom of the page here, he explains, what is it that we're saying? When we say, Al Yedei Ahu Tamir V'Nelem B'Shem Kol Yisrael, what is that? What does that mean? He writes at the bottom of page 12, Masha Omrim Kodem Asiyas HaMitzvah, send the page. When a person says, L'Shem Yichud Kutcher Brichu Shchintei Yedei Ahu Tamir V'Nelem B'Shem Kol Yisrael, and the Chavas Yar, like I told you in Simon Reish Yud, says, I don't know what this is talking about. He saw the Rav V'Niskav, V'Ani Nimna Mila Omer Klal, I don't say this at all. The Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emdin, in his Akdama to his Siddur, Mikol Makom Lefi Pshuto, the whole Lima Torah Mitzvah Shana Osim Tzvichim Lechavin Lachachzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lebeis Mikdasho, Shu Makom Yichud Kutchabrichu Shchinte. What are we doing? I'll tell you what we're doing. L'Shem Yichud Kutchabrichu Shchinte. We want the Shechina to be able to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. We want, it's a tefillah, it's a hope, that what? That everything we're doing today is not the optimal fashion, and we want it to come back in the right way. How does it come about? V'apolim gam kein ahu tamir v'nelam. Who are the ones who are working behind the scenes more than anyone else to make it happen? Those who are hidden. Ahu tamir v'nelam. Heim talmidei chachamim. Hamachasim ashekisa atig yomim. V'haynu sisrei Torah. B'shem kol Yisrael. Shabavodasa merikim shefa bracha al kol Yisrael. There are tzaddikim working behind the scenes, maybe in a very private way, and again, maybe this is what the Noda Behuda was upset about, that this is not meant for everyone to be osek in. Again, that could be the chiluk between Chassidus and Kabbalah. Kabbalah being not for everyone, Chassidus being, according to Chassidus, for everyone. But again, at least we have some understanding a little bit of what's supposed to be taking place when the L'Shem Yichud is recited. Okay, I want to just conclude by talking about Sfira for a minute. When it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, there's another problem. A specific problem in the nusach of the L'Shem Yichud for Sfiras HaOmer, and this will connect us back to yesterday's shiur about Sfiras HaOmer. Many achronim write about this. Already in the 1700s, there was a Talmud of the Shagas Aryeh who raised this question. Is Sfira b'zman hazeh? Ready? A little b'china. Is Sfira b'zman hazeh, Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh, d'orais or d'rabbana? So you'll say, machlokes rishonim. It's very nice. How do we paskin? D'rabbana. Nu. So what's the problem with the L'Shem Yichud in your Siddur? You say, I'm about to kind of mitzvah sasei. Mitzvah sasei? What do you mean mitzvah sasei? It's the Raisa? Kumo shekosim b'Torah, as it says in the Torah. Whoa, hold on a second. What we're doing today might not at all be what the Torah says. Maybe we shouldn't call it Mitzvah Saseh, maybe we shouldn't say, and so it says in the Torah. This was already raised, again, by a Talmud of the Shagas Aryeh in the 1700s. And the Achronim, the contemporary Achronim, discuss it in their Tshuvas farm. So I wanted to show you very quickly, in conclusion. Rav Sternbach, in the Tshuvas von Hagos, in the second volume, in Siman Reish Mem Zayin, on page 14, he raises this question, and he explains it to us what the problem is. Look what he writes here. No, so you'll say, I'm like the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's a mitzvah d'oraisa today. Right? We learned it the last couple days. So I'm following the Rambam. It says in Sternbach, not so posh. Hello, Rova Poskim, Hudrabanan. What is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Shulchan Aruch, every halach in the Shulchan Aruch that surrounds Sfiras HaOmer seems to indicate that it's the Rabbanan. V'im kein. So what's the concern? Over Bebal Tosif. Maybe this is a violation of making a mitzvah out of something that's not a mitzvah. It's Bal Tosif. Why is it Bal Tosif? It's still a Rabbanan. It's still sort of a mitzvah. Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim that if a person says about a din Rabbanan that it's a Daraisa, that's Bal Tosif. If you say that chicken and cheese is Aser Midaraisa. 2 nights ago for dinner we were having chicken. And I said to our daughter Gabriella, I said, you know, this would be really good. This chicken would be really good if you put some cheese on it. I said, you can't put cheese on chicken. I said, it's only Derabanan. I want to teach her that chicken and cheese is Derabanan. And meat, right, according to most, is and milk is Daraisa. So if you teach a child that if a person eats chicken and cheese, right, that's an Isra Daraisa. Well, you just did an Isra Daraisa Bal Tosif, because that's not true. Look in the Gemara in Shabbos. There were Tanayim who ate chicken and cheese sandwiches. Yeah? Yossi Aglili ate chicken and cheese. Okay, obviously no one Bizman Azeh would eat chicken and cheese. Right? But the Rambam says, if a person says, Basar Of Bechalav is the Araisa, he's over Bal Tosif. V'lachein Amarti Lahashmit Tevas Aseh. So how can we fix the Lashem Yichud? What does Rav Sternbach say? Take out the word Mitzvahs Aseh. Don't say Aseh. Just say, Mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Mitzvah Saseh means Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa. If you just say Mitzvah Sfiras Omer, so that would be a good tikkun. The Herulian, they showed me that Kama Achronim already made this Ha'ara. That's Rav Sternbach's first tikkun. But then he goes further. Look what he writes at the top of the left column. Vishuv is Orarti Shafilu Mashmit Tevas Saseh, you still have a problem. Even if you take out the word Mitzvah Saseh, you still have a problem. Why? Because you're saying lekayim a mitzvah kemosh kasav b'torah, what you're doing is not kemosh kasav b'torah. The mitzvah of Sfira that we're doing is not exactly what it says in the Torah, and he says therefore I changed it. I take out that part also of kemosh kasav b'torah. I just mentioned vit kasav b'torah, and also it's written in the Torah. What we're doing is obviously related to what is written in the Torah, but it's not exactly a hemshich of what was written in the Torah. Right? If you say kemo, that's mashma that it's kemo. It's exactly like this. And he says that's the danger again of Bal Tosif, and he brings proofs from that from Tosafos and Rosh Hashanah and a Ramban and Chumash. Okay. Now, what's very interesting, he says in the bottom. Go to the bottom paragraph on page 14. He quotes from Rav Chaim Brisker the idea that we saw yesterday from the Griz in Menachos, right? That perhaps the Sfira that we do today is what? It's not even at all connected to what once was. He quotes Rav Chaim on this. But it could be, remember, it's a takana miuchedes, it's its own takana. So it's not really daraisa. It's not even a derabana continuation of it. It's an entirely new creation. In which case, it's not at all kemosh kasav b'torah. Maybe it's a zecher l'chorban that's totally detached. Whatever language you want to use to try to say it. So look on page 15. He says, this will explain, we didn't see this part yesterday, look at the second paragraph on page 15. With the fi darcho, according to this Rav Chaim, we understand why, after we count Sfiras HaOmer, we say what? Harachmanu yachzer lanu avodas beis hamikdash l'makom av meher b'yameinu. The yiratzon of yibana beis hamikdash, why do we say that by Sfira? Why do we say it when we blow shofar? Why do we say it when we take a lulav? Why do we do it by other mitzvos? The answer is, because it could be, that the kanam yuchedes of Sfira is a unique type of creation that's a zecher l'chorban. It's its own thing.
In which case, to say l'shem yichud and to connect the k'moshe kasev Torah, the chayin kasev Torah, it may not really be proper to say such a thing. So he writes in the last paragraph, u'lidvar v'sviras ha'omer b'zman hazeh, ein anu mekayim midrabanan es mitzvah saseh. What we're doing today is not the daraisa of sviras, not the darabanan of sviras. It's a zecher ba'alma. Like a Meimar said in the Gemara. What did the Meimar say? Menachos Samach Vav, Zecher Lemikdash. Zecher Lemikdash. So again, at the very least, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, we should change around some of the words in order to reflect the halachic reality. Again, addressing the Sfiras HaOmer piece, not at all addressing the bigger picture, whether it's appropriate b'chlal to say l'shem yichud. Rav Avadia Yosef, in the sixth volume of the Yechav Das, on page 16, has a tshuva also about reciting l'shem yichud. Touches on a variety of points, and he writes. I'll just give you his conclusion. B'sikum. In conclusion, Simon Chavtes, he writes, Hanoagim lomar benusach l'shem yichud. A person who says in the l'shem yichud the pasuk of Shava Shabbosos Tamimos Tiena, Yecholim laomru gam b'leil memtes l'sfira. You're allowed to say the l'shem yichud 7 complete weeks on the last night of sfira. It's not a problem of counting too early. Ve'ein limchos biyadam. Look what he writes. Ha'ul v'svira so'omer b'zman hazeh rak midrabanan. Therefore, it's proper when you say the l'shem yichud, you should take out the words what? That I'm being mekayim in the mitzvah s'svira k'mosh shekasev b'Torah. He also agrees you should make some type of change in the nusach in order to make it fit with the d'rabanan reality of our world. In the Chedushei Rabbi Akiva Eger on Psachim, in one of the newer prints, one of the newer editions, it says that Rabbi Akiva Eger would recite the l'shem yichud, but he also left out the word asay because he held that it's a mitzvah derabanan, and saying that it's a mitzvah asay would be a chashash of Baal Tosef. Now, some of you might feel uncomfortable changing around the l'shem yichud. I don't like taking words out. So this concern of Baal Tosef, which again many achronim have, that Rav Sternbach says we should make that change, or Bikiva Eger himself made that change, or Avad Yosef himself made that change, and the Klausenberger Rebbe in the Divrei Yatzev says you should make that change, and the Rebbe of Osefrai in the Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein says you should make that change. It is a concern about Tosef. There are some who say it's not a concern about Tosef. If you look in the Shalmei Moed on page 17 from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he makes 2 points about saying L'shem Yichud. Number one, let's say you're davening here in Yeshiva, where the practice is not to say L'shem Yichud, in the Gluck based Medrash, and you want to say L'shem Yichud, right? So he doesn't address the concern of maybe it's Los Asa Agudos Agudos and other concerns like that. You can say it to yourself quietly, maybe it's not a problem. Not saying it out loud wouldn't seem to be a problem in that way. But what about saying Sfira B'tzibur? Everyone else is going to be counting, and I'm still saying L'shem Yichud. So am I losing out on counting Sfira B'tzibur? If there is a mila to that. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, no, since you're part of the gathering, you're not losing out on Sfira B'tzibur. But then he makes a second point. What about this concern about Tosef? What about this concern about Tosef? Can't I have kavana? Can't I think when I'm saying L'shem Yichud that I'm being Mekayim Mitzvah Saseh Derabanan? Is that such a misnomer to think in my mind that Aseh means Mitzvah Saseh Derabanan? It could be. It could be that's not what the word Mitzvah Saseh means. And can I think to myself, now that I'm more informed about the sugya of Sfiras HaOmer the last couple of days, can I think to myself, Kamosha Kasev B'Torah means what? That if we pass like the Rambam, that it's Mamash Kamosha Kasev B'Torah. And if it's like Rov Rishonim, it's related to Kamosha Kasev B'Torah. And even if you say that it's a Tekana Miuchedes, like the Brisker Rav, that it's still connected to something of the Torah. Maybe if I just have the right Kavanas, it's clear what I'm trying to say. Is it Baal Tosef? If I say the word Mitzvah Saseh, I've made a new mitzvah that's selling it to Durabanan. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach wasn't concerned for this. Masha Omrim ben Nusach, 2 lines from the bottom. Masha Omrim ben Nusach zeh, hini muchen mezum lakayim mitzvah saseh, shal sfira saomer. Hafal pish ledas ha-shulchan arach ein zeh min ha-torah bezman hazeh, even though it's only Durabanan bezman hazeh, ein bezeh shachashash shabal tosif. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt this is not a concern about tosif. Turn the page. Why? Ki ikar ha-kavana hi Shesofer l'shem kiyum mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah. That's what I'm trying to say. The fact that I'm calling it mitzvah saseh, I can explain that to mean what? It's a mitzvah saseh derabanan. And if it's derabanan, I mean it's derabanan. And if it's deraisa, I mean it's deraisa. And the fact that I say k'mosh shekasev b'Torah, look what he writes, yesh lefarsho, tichachamim tiknu mitzvah zu k'mosh shekasev b'Torah, mishum zecher lemikdash. that the Din Rabbanan is modeled, is built off of something that existed once upon a time in the Torah. Right? Something that was written in the Torah. So Shlomo Zalman thinks maybe we're getting carried away with these changes. Again, many Achronim make those changes in their saying of the Lashem Yichud. I'm not telling you what to do. You should ask Posek what to do. But you have Yesh Al Milismoch in Rav Shlomo Zalman, and there are others who agree with him that there is what to allow, even in the standard print of the Lashem Yichud. Okay, on the final page I gave you from the Darchei Chaim Mishalom from the Munkatcher. Also in the Shari Yisachar, the Munkatcher's writings on the Mu'adim, he also has this idea. And also in the Divrei Torah from the Munkatcher, I think he also has this idea. But he brings over here, in a footnote, these are the Hanhagos of the Munkatcher. In the Hanhagos of the Munkatcher, Rav Chaim Eluzer Shapira, the Munkatcher, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha. So in Tafresh Chaf Hei, he says, before you say Sviras Omer, you should say Hinei Muchan Mezuman V'Chul. You should say the Nosach B'diyuk. Right? You should say V'Nosach B'diyuk Lo Shamanu. He says the precise Nosach I haven't heard. Meaning we didn't hear how the Munkatcher himself would say it. Ki Omer B'Lechisha. But he would B'Siyim B'Kol V'Kraft Mincha Chadash Al Hashem. He would conclude when he would say the pasuk as part of Lashem Yichud, he would say out loud, "V'kravta mincha chadash al Hashem," which is a reference to what we're going to do on Shavuos. So look what he has here in the footnote over here. Let's just read from the arrow. He says some people ask Svira Sa'omer. Some people ask Svira Sa'omer. Bizman says only Durabanan. So how can you say Mitzvah Saseh? How can you say Kemosha Kasu B'Torah? How can you say the Kraft Mincha Chadash Al Hashem? We didn't bring the carbon to Omer. We're not going to bring the Shtei Alechem. Whoa. We're not going to bring the Shtei Alechem. Maybe we will bring the Shtei Alechem. Maybe by the time Shavuos comes, the Beis HaMikdash will be here. Maybe retroactively, listen to this Chiddush. Maybe retroactively our counting of Sfiras Omer will be Deraisa. Maybe it will be Deraisa. L'mafreya. If in fact the Beis HaMikdash is here by Shavuos, then we were counting not just to Kabbalah Satorah, but we were counting to bringing the carbon of the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Look what he writes by the arrow. Kevan, by the left arrow. Kevan Shemaschilin. When we say, Hinini Muchon Mezuman Lakayim Misos Hashem Shal Sfiras HaOmer. V'kayim Alon DeBizman Hazeh Sfiras HaOmer Is Derabanan. So what are you doing? Ach Yazor Hashem Yisbarach V'yakrivu Od Al Shavuos HaMincha Chadash Al Hashem. We should be zochah when Shavuos comes to bring the carbon of Shavuos. And then Yiyelim Afreya HaSviras HaOmer De'Araisa. And therefore, you know what we're saying every time we say L'Shem Yichud? We're saying Ani Ma'amin B'Muna Shlema that by Shavuos there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. And that this Sfira will be K'mosh Yikasa B'Torah Ma'amish De'Araisa. I am prepared to do the daraisa of bringing the carbon of Omer, the carbon she'alechem, the v'kraft mincha chadasha la'Hashem on Shavuos. And that could explain with this kavanah of the Munkatcher. Now maybe we understand why dafka by Svira, it got popular. It got popular to say a little shame yichud. Because there's really, and that's the harachim and uyachsu lano vodas beis hamikdash and kovim her b'yameinu that we say after Sfira. Because there's something about Sfira that gives us a chizuk in our emunah in bias hamashiach. I'll just conclude. When is the Noda B'Yehuda's Yartzeit? Yud Zayin Iyar, the 32nd day of the Omer. So it's very, very interesting. There are different groups of chassidim who say l'shem yichud, but out of respect for the Noda B'Yehuda on his Yartzeit, on the 32nd day of the Omer, they say l'shem yichud quietly. I remember I had a Rebbe in high school from Lakewood, and I remember I went to his house for Shabbos many, 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 many years ago. And I was in Shul, and there was like a Torah pamphlet, and I saw in there that Belzer Chassidim don't say l'shem yichud on the Yartzeit of the Noda B'Yehuda. And I don't know if that's true. I've seen since then that I think by Bells they maybe say it quietly, and Vizhnitz also. By Vizhnitz Chassidim, they say it quietly. And they know to be with this Yartzeit, on Yud Zayin, Iyar, they say L'Shem Yichud, but they say it quietly out of respect for Hagon HaKadosh, the Baal Noda B'Yehuda, Rabbi Chezkel Landau. Also happens to be Yud Zayin Iyar is the Degel Machaneh Ephraim's Yartzeit. And in the few places, the Degel says very strong, he should say L'shem Yisuf. So you run into a little bit of trouble and you design ear, what you're going to do. I don't know, maybe say it quietly and then go somewhere into a forest and say it loudly. I don't know what to do. Not sure what to practically tell you. But the Nodeb Yehuda was a Chashav Yid, a very holy tzaddik, and a person who was Mekusher to Pnimiyas HaTorah. And obviously his attack was really for the betterment of Klal Yisrael. The Rizhner used to say, the Rizhner had a Talmud who was a grandson of the Nodeb Yehuda. And the Rizhner said to this grandson of Nodeb Yehuda, he said, we have a lot of us Hasidim. Even though he wrote this nasty tshuva, where he turned Poshim into Hasidim, we have a lot of Akaras HaTov to the Nodeb Yehuda. Why? He said, I have a Kabbalah from the Ohev Yisrael, who heard from the Maggid of Zlotchev, heard from Rav Michal Zlotchever. That what? That when the Neshama of the Baal Shem Tov was going to come to this world, there were a lot of Tainas in the Shemayim. And they only agreed to allow the Baal Shem Tov to come to this world if there would be someone who would be his opponent. So you'll say the girl. Right? But the way that the Rizhner told the story, he told it to a grandson of Nodeb Yehuda, that's how it's brought. He told the grandson of Nodeb Yehuda that it was agreed that the Nodeb Yehuda would come down. Nodeb Yehuda was born about 15 years after the Baal Shem Tov. But the Nodeb Yehuda would come down and give trouble to the Hasidim, and that would be, so to speak, the counterbalance to allowing the Neshama of the Baal Shem Tov to come to this world. So therefore, the Rizhner said, we have a lot of Akaras HaTov to the Nodeb Yehuda. And again, whether you like this shuva or not, whatever your particular hanhaga is going to be, you should know, we shouldn't chas v'shalom, certainly not in the days of Sfiras Omer, lose respect on any level for the holy Nodeb Yehuda, whose family members, by the way, were big believers in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Nodeb Yehuda's wife was a believer in the powers of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and other family members. There's many, many stories. Baal Shem Tov met the Nodeb Yehuda. There's many stories about their interaction, which we'll save for another time. But we shouldn't, chas v'shalom, God forbid, in any way lose respect for the holy Nodeb Yehuda. Okay. Shkoyach. Shem Yichas Kodshir Biruch Hushchinte V'dechilu V'chim Uliachit Shem Yorei Bavavei V'shem Yizorcha Tadgul Hashem. Shkoyach.